Here's something else I want to bring up. I've been doing this show a while. People enjoy the show. People like to be on this show. People I like to have on the show are on the show. That's the way it works with me. Or people who are interesting to me. Or something exciting. That's who I put on the show. Now, I do get requests to be on the show. Some comics, they email me and they politely say, I don't know if you know me. Take a look at my stuff. I'd like to be on the show. And I talk to them. And I'm very excited that people want to be on the show. And I'm excited that people like to listen to the show. But I got a series of emails the other day that just blew my fucking mind. Blew my mind. In the sense that, look, I know comics. I've been doing this a long time. In one form or another, I've been around and in this business for a long time now. And there's a lot of guys I know. There's a lot of guys I know who know guys. You know how it is. I mean, it's a community. We've established that from you listening to the show. I get a series of emails out of the blue from a guy I don't know, nor have I ever heard of. And I'm not going to mention his name for a couple of reasons. He was a fucking dick on these emails, and I couldn't quite believe his angle. Look, I'm very proud about what I'm doing here. I finally figured out something that I'm pretty good at outside of comedy, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying doing, talking to comedians. But I get these series of emails. Here's the first one. Subject line, prick, fuck, alt comics who don't earn any money doing comedy who give advice. I'd like to be on your podcast. Subject, how I stopped listening to bitter, jaded, angry, dysfunctional, prick, fuck, alt-village comics who tell me not to do my style of comedy and now earn over $250,000 a year without ever having a drink, drug, cigarette, or prescription drug and without a single credit, in quotes, meaning a TV credit, without a manager or agent and without being passed at a single club in the city. So this guy is basically saying, put me on your show. I've done nothing that normal comics do to pay their dues and find their own voice. And I have somehow figured out a way to make $250,000 a year and having nobody heard of me. Congratulations. Then I get another email because I didn't respond to that one. P.S. One of my YouTube videos is about to hit 900,000 views. Wow. There are cats that have more views than that. Then this. This is the one that got me, by the way. We'll pay you $1,000 cash if you put me on your podcast. And I'm dead serious. I did not respond to these things because I went and looked at his stuff. There was a lot of him opening for other people, a lot of celebrities bringing him on. He's got a lot of footage of corporate gigs that he does with people bringing him on at corporate gigs. Did not respond to that. To the, we'll pay you $1,000 cash. P.S. $1,000 should buy lots of coke. The audacity, entitlement of this fucking guy just drove me nuts. So I wrote, I'm not going to say his name. I appreciate that you want to be on the show. I will not have you on the show. Your tone is entitled and insulting, and you can't buy your way onto my show. If you listen to me or the podcast, you would know that I don't do drugs and haven't for years. I'm excited to share your emails in this email exchange on the show and talk about how I feel right now. I hope that will get you the attention and validation you were looking for. Thanks, Marin. So after I wrote back to him, he goes, ha ha, but as you yourself would say, they're just words, right? Funny how that's what it took to get a response. Just make sure you spell my name right. How about $5,000? And then he goes on to write, I'll give you a little background. As a working comedian who makes a living doing what I love, earning as much as $15,000 for an hour's work, I'm absolutely sick and tired of quote-unquote comedians who tell me that I shouldn't be doing the material I'm doing. They tell me I shouldn't be doing ethnic comedy, that I shouldn't be doing impressions, that I shouldn't be doing corporate stuff. And what makes this ironic is that many of these people have never earned a single dollar doing comedy. So let me interject here. So they're willing to take the risk at not making money in order to honor or service their voice, whereas this gentleman would prefer just to sell out completely and then justify himself and still be angry. What makes these people who are only doing comedy as an unpaid hobby experts on the art of comedy? What gives them the right to tell another artist the type of material he or she shouldn't or shouldn't be doing? It's like a heavy metal artist telling another musician that he shouldn't do country music, or Rembrandt telling Monet not to do impressionist paintings. This guy's got a pretty lofty idea of who he is in the world. If this were an occasional problem, I could deal with it, but I'm sick and tired of being hammered day in and day out by these negative loser drug addicts and alcoholics. Last time I checked, this is a free country, and I have the right to do whatever kind of comedy I feel like doing. And I wrote back to him. I said, I know exactly who you are and what you are saying. And congrats on all your success. It is a free country, and I will never put you on my podcast. You arrogant, entitled, miserable person. If you are a comic, I'm glad that you're doing so well with it. It's sad that you're so angry and that you have no credits and nobody knows who you are.